Yeah, they're kind of shocking. They're shockingly low. Let's talk about the implications of that. We just saw just a few seconds ago the government released the PPI number. That's the Producer Price Index inflation at the wholesale level. We were expecting an increase of about 1%. It came in at only up 0.4%. But here's the shocking number. If you take the core PPI number, that's if you take out food and energy costs, it's expected to be up, and it actually dropped 0.6%. Now, the reason that that is so important is because a couple weeks ago the Fed announced quantitative easing, QE2 as we call it. They announced that they were going to invest another $600 to $900 billion in U.S. Treasuries. And Bernanke and others said that, among other things, that the current inflation rate is below the targeted Fed inflation rate. They're worried about deflation, so they're actually wanting to cause a manageable, limited level of inflation. Well, now we see here that the inflation numbers, according to the government numbers, are lower than expected, which gives the Fed cover to go ahead and do what they plan to do. And there's an old saying. There used to be an old saying that said, don't fight the tape, back when we had ticker tapes. Now the saying is, don't fight the Fed. So the Fed's going to be flooding the market with additional cash. A lot of retail numbers out this morning, Walmart being the big one. Walmart reporting that profit was up. They made 95 cents a share. The street was expecting 90 cents a share. But here's the troublesome number. Continue to see same-store sales in the U.S. drop. In fact, stores in the United States dropped. Same-store sales, stores open a year longer, dropped another 0.5%. If you take out gasoline sales, they dropped 0.7%. Total sales were up about 2.6%, but that was primarily on the strength of their international operations. But if you look at other retailers, the numbers are consistently good. Dick's Sporting Goods, same-store sales up 5%. Home Depot, same-store sales up 1.4%. Abercrombie & Fitch, same-store sales up 7%, and total sales up 18%. And Nordstrom's, same-store sales up 5.8%, and total sales up 12%. And every one of these retailers, all these retailers that I just mentioned, every one of them beat the Wall Street projection for earnings per share by, in some cases, a fairly wide margin. And the other development this morning that I find fascinating is we talked yesterday, Bill, about General Motors, or Government Motors, GM. It's going to have their IPO, their initial public offering, come out of bankruptcy, go public again tomorrow. We thought they were going to price that stock offering at $26 to $29 a share. Now they say it's going to be $31 to $33 a share. And the only thing that we can extract from this, if we try to reason this, is there's been stronger, even stronger demand than they expected for shares. And we talked yesterday about Chinese and other foreign entities taking substantial positions in this new IPO. This will pay back about $7 or $8 billion of the 50-something billion dollars that General Motors owes to us taxpayers. So it's an interesting week.
John, what about this inflation report? Does it include energy and food?
Yeah, well, the headline numbers, they call it, it does, but the core number that was down 0.6%, that's if you strip out food and energy. Of course, you know, try to live without those two things. But those are the two most volatile components of that number. Now, on Thursday, we get the, I think it's Thursday, maybe it's tomorrow, we get the CPI number, which is inflation at the consumer level. This was inflation at the wholesale level.
All right, John. Appreciate this report, and have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Yes, sir. John Taylor, Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. I always have a question or two for John, and you might have too. And if you do, call him, 782-2527, 782-2527. And his email address is johntaylor@sternag.com.